As we approach lunch on Monday, the Aussie market is improving slightly for just the second time in 7 days. We've got the ASX 200 up by around 0.4% and is adding to the more modest improvements we had in the early part of the session. We had a positive lead from Wall Street as well, which has given us something positive to work with at this stage. Now, commodity prices were actually mostly lower on Friday. We had iron ore down in the order of 1%. Oil prices also down a bit. But today, actually, mining and energy stocks are some of the best performers. Now, keep in mind that the price of iron ore is still near the best levels in 2 years, and oil prices are still around the highest levels in around 5 months as well. So strongest gains coming through from Fortescue Metals, which is up close to 3%. BHP and Rio also managing to edge higher. A standout on the smaller side of things is Bubs Australia, which is up about 4%. The infant formula group has launched a new product range, but also is up about 36% since the start of March. And that's after announcing a partnership with a group in China about a little over a week ago. There are a number of winners across the board, though, quite broad-based improvements. Just the defensive telcos are under pressure. We've got gains essentially in all other sectors. Now, in the losers column, there are a few stocks underperforming. REA Group is one of them. The company behind realestate.com.au is down about 4%, despite there being no news on the stock. Vocus Group, the telco, is down a good 2.5%, despite actually denying media speculation as well that it's looking at raising money to pay down debt. McMillan Shakespeare, the salary packaging group, is down about 1.5%. It actually said it could actually need to reassess its position to acquire Eclipse. This is after the takeover target entered a trading halt today. And another underperformer is Elders. The rural group is down about 1%. Perhaps not surprisingly, it actually has come out with a profit downgrade today, saying that the impact from the drought on the east coast of the country is quite significant. Now, elsewhere, no major economic news out today in Australia or the region, but it's going to be a very busy week globally. We've got an update on jobs growth in Australia this Thursday. The Aged Care Royal Commission hearing two really kicks off this week. And also Brexit is going to remain in focus. The Aussie dollar, 70.8 US.